at this time, I do have three documents of myself in live performances. One, which is perform Super 8, that was taken in the south of France, in a performance which was in Jolipon, which at that particular night, this festival, was Archie Shepp's band, Cecil Taylor, and my band. So I have a document from that, and have some documents also from some festivals in Germany. Yeah, I have quite a few of my own work documented, if that's what she wants to know, whoever wants to know that. Well, at the present time, they are not in anyone's possession except me, my own. No one else has possession of them. If any contact or anything, regardless to any of my work, and they would have to get in touch with me in New York City, that's the best I can do. You know, they want to find out, you know, more about what's happening with my work. I have many, many things is documented of my life because I have traveled quite a bit in different parts of the planet. I've been in North Africa, many, many different parts of the world. So I've seen many things, and I have documented of some of these things also in possession. Also, I have a master tape that is recorded with 16 Tunisian singers, stuff little kids, you know, in Tabaka, also with some Algerian percussionists. Therefore, I mean, you know, the document of I have on my life goes back 25 years already. Also, if they're interested, I also have written a book on my life, which is in process now of getting published. It's called Frank Wright, The Unknown Step, The Saxophone Diary. You know, it is composed of work, which is I also draw, which is a very surprise to a lot of people. My own writing and different critics and bits from different parts of the world, photos of different musicians and from many different parts of my life is in this book. My own story that I put together myself, instead of for me to wait till I die and then somebody gonna say, well, oh, Frank Wright did this and Frank Wright did this, and but in the meantime, they got it in my own handwriting, and then nobody can tell them no better than I can. So that's what I have done. That is why that I'm putting this document within myself out on my life, because no one can say I did this or I did anything. No one knows except me, and no one knows what I go through in order to play this music that I play. So therefore, I don't want to hear about what nobody say, about what John Coltrane did or what who did or what nobody did. I'm putting my own shit out, my own self.